why is it so hard for the human brain to resist a discount? Let's do a Black Friday experiment. See how you feel when you hear this.
Buy one, get one, half off everything.
Buy one, get one deals throughout the store.
This is a radio program, not a store, but still, maybe you can't help wonder what's on sale. What's that four-letter word doing to your psyche? NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
If sales generally can feel hard to resist, the sale in front of Aaron Shervich was the ultimate test.
Snatch this opportunity before it evaporates.
It was a car at a dealership he trusted in Omaha, Nebraska, right when he really needed one in peak pandemic shortages, the very same Kia as he'd had before and loved, $4,000 off.
Today, it's this price.
Almost a 25% discount.
I figured that I would be an idiot not to take advantage of that.
So he did. Speeding through paperwork.
You know, it's that kind of voice in the back of my head. It's like, well, are you being a sucker? And unfortunately, that day, that voice was a little bit quieter than it ought to have been.
The deal went south. There were hidden charges. His brand new car needed repairs. Shervich jokes now that he paid a tax for being a fool. But his big ticket example illustrates the dynamics that play out when any of us fall for a sale. It's not always bad, but always a rush.
The human brain has essentially evolved to feel first and think next.
Carolyn Yoon studies consumer neuroscience at the University of Michigan. She says seeing something you like on sale activates the emotional part of the brain.
The whole reward circuitry is activated.
And that's where you get that hit of dopamine that motivates you to go for what makes you feel good. As a shopper, you have that reward circuitry. It's pumping you up. You're already imagining how life with this new thing will be so great. And as a counterbalance, you have your cognitive function, which is like a little accountant saying,
do I really need this? Is it really worth it? I have a budget.
But then a sale is like a thumb tipping that mental scale. In fact, for most of us, just getting the discount, just finding it, already registers as, again, rewarding in and of itself, says Jorge Barraza, a consumer psychologist at the University of Southern California.
Not only are we getting the product, but we're also getting that reward that we discovered something, we've earned this extra thing.
And then we layer more emotional baggage on that scale, like FOMO, the fear of missing out.
This kind of need to avoid losses, or what's referred to as loss aversion, right? This is where the FOMO could come in. Like, I will be losing out if I don't take advantage of the sale.
Stores obviously know this about us, and they try to push these buttons. They create urgency, like that car dealership saying, the price is today only. They create scarcity. Black Friday sale, while supplies last.
It's not just limited time, but if I don't go, they might run out of this thing and I might not be able to get it.
Stores also use all kinds of pricing tricks. A common one is a decoy price. That's when you see, for example, on the candy shelf, there's a big bag and a medium bag, but the medium size is much smaller and only a little cheaper. So you get the big one thinking it's the best deal, and the store has sold you the most expensive option they have. But to make us all feel a little better, even experts struggle to resist sales.
This literally happened to me last year.
Barraza came to look at TVs and instead almost bought a video game console. Swept up by the excitement and the urgency and the fear of missing out, he and others say one way to tackle this is to stick to a shopping list planned in advance or do some Googling to see if that discount really is a particularly good deal. But fundamentally, it's all about giving yourself time to think, which Barraza was forced to do standing with that gaming system in a long line to check out.
I was saved by that line. It gave me enough time to reflect.
Remember, we feel first, think later. So give your internal accountant a bit of a fighting chance. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.